Chananadavatavananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nantagoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Friends say Goho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Ravana Chananda Sidwaya Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna. Go Bhagavata Sayam Kunda, Radhakunda, Giri, Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Ki Jai, Maturam Ki Jai, Navadeep Dham Ki Jai, Vasami Ki Jai, Yamunamai Ki Jai, Shimadagalasi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindavan Ki Jai, Go Pramananda Hari Hari Go. All glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay. So Om Aganati Madandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmirikam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So first I'm going to describe what holy is not before we describe what holy is. Holy is not simply a mundane celebration. Many times we have spiritual holidays that become transformed into mundane celebrations. I mean, even in the West, we experience that Christmas has become transformed into a time when you can actually get presents, which has nothing to do with religion. And so also in India, to a certain extent, you have many holidays that have been transformed into something which they are not. I mean, for example, I was just in Fiji. And the way they celebrate Ram Nomi, I was there for Ram Nomi, is that they do a little Ram Katha, and then after that they drink this drink called Kava. Anyone's heard of Kava before? Kava Kava. It's a muscle relaxant, and they become very relaxed and talk nonsense the rest of the night. That's not the way to celebrate Ram Nomi. So in India, many places, they celebrate Holi by drinking Bhang. Any of you heard of Bhang before? Bhang is made, I'll give you the recipe. You take the marijuana leaves and you make a very nice drink out of it. It's something like Kava Kava for India. So, anyway. And then after that, they throw colors at each other, and after that they go visit their family members. That's simply a mundane understanding of what holy is. So we're going to talk about the spiritual understanding, how holy can help us remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, because that's important. And many of Krishna's pastimes are connected with holy. I was surprised to find out that His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada actually talked about holy in his books and what it signified, the different significant things that holy signifies. I mean, the first thing that most of you are familiar with, if you're coming from India, is it's referring to the sister of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was quite a nice chap. He liked soft beds and gold, or gold beds, as the case may be. But he was a child abuser. Did you know that? At that time, they didn't have the DHS or the Department of Health and Services for Children, so nobody could call the government on him. But the reason he was abusing his child, does anyone know who his child was? Prahlad Maharaj, okay. Because his child didn't want to go into the family business. What was his family business? Attacking devotees and challenging Lord Vishnu. That was his family business. Everybody has a different family business. Like, my father was in the cleaning business, so Hiranyakashipu was in the demon business. So in order to have his son go into the demon business, of course, being a little humorous, I think people like humor, he sent him to a demon school. Just like if you want to learn technology, you go to IIT. And if you want to learn how to be a demon, you go to Institute for Demons and Technology, IDT. So he sent his little son, who happened to be a great devotee, because his little son basically got Krishna consciousness when he was in the womb of his mother, Kayadu, because his mother was in the ashram of Palama of Narada Muni. And so Narada Muni was reciting Krishna Katha, And when Prahlad Maharaj came out of the womb, he was ready to preach Krishna consciousness. So he sent him to the demon school and his two nice teachers, Mr. Sam Anart, Sandanart, and a monk, Sandanart. Anyway, I was going to give them English names, Sam and Alan, you know. Because when people go to America, they take on English names. So his two teachers try to teach him about how to be a nice demon. And there's actually instruction how to be a nice demon. That is, you have to have certain enemies. Your enemies are Lord Vishnu and the devotees. You have to know how to deal with them, etc. And Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't want to think like that. He wanted to think like a devotee, which a devotee sees, yastu saravani bhutani atmayan ayivanu pashyati. Everyone's equal. He loves everybody. Or as Maharaj Yudhisthira is called, ajata shatru, one who has no enemies. So he agitated his teachers. Then he really agitated his father, telling his father that his father was too attached. His father better take sannyas or vanaprastha. And his father got very angry with him, tried to get him rectified, and ultimately his father wanted to kill him. And his father had many different plans how to kill his little son. He was quite adept at this procedure. He tried to throw his son off a cliff. He tried to put him in a vat of burning oil, or boiling oil. He tried to put him in a pit of vipers or snakes. I mean, pretty heavy stuff. And still Prahlad Maharaj went on chanting because he was always remembering Lord Vishnu. If you always remember Lord Vishnu, Krishna, 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 hey, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam, Pahimam. So Lord Vishnu will always protect you. So he was always protected, and his father was getting more and more frustrated, and then his father had a very nice sister, her name was Horika, and she said to Hiranyakashipu, Bratushri, that means dear brother, in case you don't understand Hindi. She said, my dear brother, I have a benediction. There's two ways the story is told in the Puranas. One is that she had the benediction she wouldn't be burned by fire. But the actual version is she had a cloth that she covered herself that she wouldn't be burnt by fire. So she said, I'll take Prahlad Maharaj onto a funeral pyre and there'll be a fire burning around us and I'll be alright and I'll just hold him in my lap and he'll just become a pile of ashes. So what actually happened was exactly the opposite. The story in the Puranas is that this is not the way the video shows it. This is the way the Puranas show it. Is that a wind blew this cloth, this protective cloth, from Horika onto Prahlad Maharaj. And she got burned to ashes. And Prahlad Maharaj was just going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this way he was protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's one of the meanings of holy that's commonly understood, you know. And so usually in India, the night before the celebration of Holi, when you're throwing the dice to celebrate Prahlad Maharaj's victory, there'll be a bonfire. For those of you who don't know what a bonfire is, that means you build a big fire and you just run around it and chant Hare Krishna and all those other nice things, like at a rainbow festival or Burning Man festival, things like that. This is a perverted reflection of a Krishna conscious bonfire. Actually in India, there's so many bonfires being burnt, the government is worried about too much wood being utilized that night. It's true, actually, and pollution that night. Okay, that's one meaning. And another meaning, which frankly none of you know, is when Krishna was very, very young, his mother was very worried that she wouldn't be able to find an adequate wife for Krishna. Does anyone know why? Nobody knows the story. Good. It's a story that nobody knows. Because Krishna is called, one reason Krishna is called Krishna is because he's dark. And the gopis like Radharani are very light. She's Gaurangi. She's golden colored. So Mother Yashoda was just very, very worried. How am I going to find a proper wife for Krishna? You know, this is not going to be a good combination. you know, interracial marriage or something like that. You know, somehow or other, she was concerned. I mean, even in India, they're concerned today. I mean, there's the most popular product being sold in the drugstore is skin lightening solution. So we are not racist. Krishna consciousness, we see beyond the body. We see all living entities equally. I mean, when I see people, I don't even consider the body. I consider the soul. Anyway, so Mother Yashoda was thinking like this, and she gave Krishna permission to take some of the powders and holy dyes to rub it on Radharani so Radharani would become darker. You didn't hear that story before. That's pretty good. So that's one of the famous Braj stories. That's not the story Prabhupada tells, but you hear the story in Braj. And in Braj, they celebrate Holi for 16 days. And each day they celebrate Holi in a different place. And they celebrate it in a different way. I mean, there's always the dyes being thrown, the colors being thrown. But I'll give you an example of some of the different ways they celebrate Holi. One way is when they go to Barshana. Barshana, of course, is Radharani's place. The Holi there is celebrated by having the women attack the men with sticks. It's a Lati Holi. And so what happens, because I personally experienced this, unfortunately, I was visiting Braj, and I thought I'd go to Barshana that day, and I didn't realize it was Barshana Holi, or Lati Holi. So, you know, I arrive in the car thinking, oh, Radharani's place, Jai Radhe, Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Radhe. And so I get out of the car, and there's a bunch of these ladies, and they say, there he is, get him. Before I knew it, I was not exactly black and blue all over, but red and pink and purple and green all over my body. And they didn't really hurt me, but my dhoti was finished that day. And fortunately, I didn't have to have hair, so wasn't dyed. So that's Barshana Holi. And in Nandagram Holi, it's exactly the opposite. The men chase after the women with a stick. So it's very interesting in Braj how they celebrate it. And it's a very joyful thing. It's also another meaning of Holi is it's the springtime celebration. Springtime is actually the equinox. That is, when the day and the night are equal. And the days are actually getting longer and longer as you're going into the summer. You have the summer solstice, which is when, in June sometime, when the day is the longest. So it's a celebration of spring, and there's going to be the spring harvest and all those things like that. So that's another meaning of Holi. The story Prabhupada tells is quite interesting. And the reason it's called Holi, he uses this name Horika again. Horika, he says, is the place in the middle of Govardhan Hill that where the Radhana Singhasana is. Now, any of you who've been to Govardhan with me know where that is. You go, it's when Govardhan is below the ground, and right in the middle, there's this Ratna Kund and Ratna Singhasana. So what happened, Prabhupada tells the story, it's there in Krishna book and in some of the Bhagavatam stories, some Bhagavatam purports, is that Krishna and Balaram went there in the evening to dance with the gopis. Balaram has his own gopis, and Krishna has his own gopis. So they had their own pair of gopis. It's interesting also that Balaram, in spite of being the older brother of Krishna, in the Braj pastimes, Krishna is the one who gives the orders. So Krishna doesn't exactly follow etiquette, proper etiquette, listening to his older brother. So they went there, and there happened to be this demon follower of Kuvera. It seems like Kuvera has a lot of people who associate with him who become contaminated, like Manigriva and Nalakuvara. And this is because they're associating with wealth. Kuvera himself never becomes contaminated. He's a pure devotee of the Lord. But he has family members that are quite interesting, like Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and Surpanaka. They're all his family members. You know, half brothers and sisters. And so Shankacharya was there. Shankacharya is basically the conch shell demon. He didn't look like a conch shell, but he had a conch shell on his forehead, you know, like a jeweled conch shell on his forehead. So he had the idea in this place called Horika, that was the name of the place according to Prabhupada, in this place that he would kidnap the gopis. So he took a stick, just like a lati, so he took a stick and he was driving the gopis like a herd away from Krishna and Balaram. Sometimes it's depicted he grabbed onto the gopis, but he didn't touch the gopis. Had he touched the gopis, he would have died immediately. Just like if Ravana had actually touched real Sita, he would have died immediately, instant cremation. So he was driving the gopis away, and then Krishna said to Balaram, you protect the gopis, I'm going to attack this demon. So he ran to attack this demon, and killed the demon, of course, and saved the gopis, and he took this conch shell jewel out of the demon's forehead, and after killing the demon, gave it to Balaram. Balaram later on gave that jewel to Srimati Radharani. And when Krishna left Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani was feeling so disturbed by that that she entered the Jamuna River and took the jewel with her as she ascended to the sun planet. And when she ascended to the sun planet, she gave that jewel to the sun god. And that jewel was later on given to a person named Satyajit in Dwarka, and later on became the Shaiman Taka jewel. Very interesting story. So that all came from that story. So that's another meaning of holy, according to his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. And afterwards, the gopis and Krishna celebrated by throwing these colors on each other, the killing of the demon Shankacharya. Another reason for holy, and this is really interesting, I never heard this one before, is that when it becomes springtime, the change of seasons, people start to get the flu. Did you know that? And so different medicinal poultices were put on people to try to prevent them from getting sick by Ayurvedic physicians. So that's another meaning of holy. None of you heard that one before. Here's another meaning. That once upon a time, it was arranged that Radha and Krishna would get married secretly, because actually Radha and Krishna were not allowed to get married openly, because this would have impeded the pastimes between Radha and Krishna, where Radharani had to get married to his so-called husband named Abhimanyu. Not the same Abhimanyu in the Mahabharata, but it's a different Abhimanyu. And so they had these different secret marriages the gopis performed in Vrindavan. So they went to this place called Gantoli. Gantoli basically means a knot. Gant, knot in Sanskrit. A place where you tie a knot. Because when people get married, sometimes it's called what? Tying the knot. Where did that come from? Nobody in the West knows that. But in India we know that. Because in India when you have people married, you tie the dhoti and the sari together. Or nowadays, of course, they just tie some cloth on the top, so they can escape very quickly. But traditionally in India, it was the cloth, the whole cloth of the man, the whole cloth of the lady, and that cloth, or those cloths, had to stay together for at least a week. Now, of course, they could change the clothes during that week, but that's what Prabhupada said. So it wasn't just the chadar that you tied together and then you went your merry way after the wedding. So the gopis, they staged this whole ceremony. In some of these ceremonies in Braj, they even had Lord Brahma preside over the marriage ceremony. So they had all the gopis. Of course, the Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda weren't there because they couldn't have permitted that. And they had this nice ceremony. And then after the ceremony, they went to this kund right next to Gantoli, which is called Gulal Kund. Anyone's been there? Anyone here has been to Gulal Kund? No. Gulal Kund, and then they had the holy ceremony in the kund. They were throwing colors at each other in the kund and having a good time. And also Krishna had some water fights with the gopis. Prabhupada said that water sports are Vaishnava sports. But of course, generally, young men and young women shouldn't be having water fights with each other. That's not exactly permitted unless they're married. So, also in Dwarka, Krishna had that with his wives too. Some water fights. And they also had these super soakers. What's the name of them in India? Picharis? Piskaris, where they went at each other. So even Krishna, and so anyway, to this day, if you go to Gulal Kund, you will see on the day of Holi, the water changes color without anyone throwing colors into the water. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Very, very interesting. Okay, more stories about Holi, just to entertain you. So in the Acharyas, they celebrate Holi, and some of the Acharyas do it through meditation. There's one interesting story about one of our famous Acharyas named Srinivas Acharya. So he wanted to participate in Holi one year, but he wasn't in Braj. And where he was, they weren't celebrating Holi. Actually, all over India, they celebrate Holi, but in different ways, for different reasons, which is really interesting if you read about the history of Holi. So he was somewhere where they didn't celebrate Holi. So he sat down to meditate, and as he was meditating, this is something that great pure devotees can do. They can interact with Radha and Krishna in their original spiritual forms. This is one of the, let's say, coming attractions for those who become Krishna conscious. It's not simply that you perform devotional service externally, but after some time, you enter into the higher stages. If you're very strict, if you're giving your heart to Krishna, as you're chanting, as you're performing bhakti, you enter the higher stages of bhakti yoga, which is Raghunuga bhakti. We were speaking about this morning. In that Raghunuga bhakti, you begin to realize what your spiritual form is. Then you enter into bhava bhakti, where not only do you realize who you are in the spiritual world, and you begin to enter into meditation on those particular aspects, but you feel so much ecstasy that sometimes you become unconscious with ecstasy. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he first saw, of course this is called Mahabhava with Lord Chaitanya, when he first saw Lord Jagannath, he fainted in ecstasy and everyone thought he had died, except for one devotee named Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who put some cotton by his nostril and saw that he was breathing very, very slowly. So the Srinivas Acharya was on the topmost platform of devotional service, and he decided to participate in Holi. So he went deep into meditation, assumed his spiritual form as Mani Manjari. Now, a Manjari is a prepubescent girl, like about 11 years old or 10 years old, who helps Radha and Krishna in their pastimes in Vrindavan. And being at that particular age, they can enter into certain pastimes that even the older gopis couldn't. So in this particular celebration of Holi, Mani Manjari, who was Srinivas Acharya in the external manifestation, in his sadhu form, was watching Radha and Krishna perform their pastimes. And then they asked her, or him as the case may be, to participate. And he started this whole fight between Radha and Krishna. I mean, that's actually what Holi is. They're fighting with colors. Radha and Krishna fighting with colors. So he started, and he was throwing his heat in the female form, of course, because only ladies can participate in Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Krishna's the only male allowed. And if you want to participate, you have to go bathing either in the Manasarovara or the Kusuma Sarovara. In the Manasarovara, Lord Shiva bathed, and he became who? Gopishvara Mahadev. In the Kusuma Sarovara, who bathed? Narada Muni, and he became Naradi. So that's the entrance fee for all you men. Of course, not materially. It's not that you go to the hospital and undergo some sort of operation. That's not how you become a gopi. Or you put some lipstick, like in Braj, sometimes you'll see sahajas who try to act like women, and they're some of the ugliest women you've ever seen in your life. Women with a beard. So, for that, you go to the circus, you know, the bearded woman at the circus. So that's not how you realize the spiritual form. You have to be a pure devotee and all those different prerequisites are there. So he was a pure devotee. Anyway, so he was participating and they were fighting with Krishna. And they won. And so, you know, in this spiritual form, in his meditation, he was covered with all these different colors. Okay. And then he was so ecstatic about that, then he decided to come back to external consciousness, at least for us, external consciousness, because actually the consciousness he was in was real. I mean, sometimes you think the meditation is unreal and the external consciousness is real. Well, I got news for you. It's exactly the opposite. Because this external consciousness is so unreal, we're going to forget about it in probably 40 or 50 years. And we forget about it every night, isn't it? We forget about who we are, what our name is, and somehow or other the alarm clock has to remind us every morning about who we are. So, anyway, so he came back to external consciousness, and guess what? He was covered with colors. So all his disciples that were looking at him, wow, Gurudev, you're covered with all these colors. What happened? He said, well, it was holy. So that's another bona fide story. And finally, the last story I want to tell about holy, just to prove it's a bona fide Vaishnava celebration, that holy, or this throwing of colors, is actually part of the deity installation ceremony. If any of you participated in installing Radha and Krishna deities, that you know at a certain point you throw these different colors and you brush with some sort of like a hairbrush, from a cow, some of these hairs from the cow, you brush the deity. So, approximately 500 years ago, there was the first celebration of Gaur Purnima. And this celebration, during this celebration, there were many deities being installed, and there was a great devotee who was Lord Nityananda's consort wife, Janava Mata. And she was in charge of this deity installation. So you see, actually, in our Gaudiya Vaishnava's society, and she's also a guru, that women actually had equal rights. Interesting, isn't it? Janava Mata, after Lord Nityananda left this world, was the primary guide, spiritual master for all the Vaishnavas. Even devotees like I just mentioned, Srinivasa Acharya, Narottama Das Thakur, Chaimananda, they were all guided by Janava Mata. And Janava Mata and even Jiva Goswami had a very close relationship when she visited Vrindavan. So she was having this deity worship installation, deity installation, of different six sets of deities that Narottama Das Thakur had found. Anyway, so, and then she was throwing the dyes at the deities, and when the deities were installed, she turned around to the devotees and said, okay, let's go. And they started throwing all these colors at each other. And this was such a highly spiritual ceremony that previous to this, Lord Chaitanya had appeared during Narottama Das Thakur's kirtan. So the devotees were celebrating wonderfully, all these great Vaishnavas throwing these colors at each other, remembering Krishna's pastimes. That's the point. So it's not simply a mundane celebration where we get a chance to, you know, just get even with someone by throwing colors at them and having fun, but it's a celebration of Krishna's pastimes. Either you take it as Prahlad Maharaj's being saved by the Lord from the fire which Horika took him into, or you take it as the Shankachuda pastime celebrating that, or you take it as Radha and Krishna getting married, as we described before, or you take it remembering these pastimes to these great acharyas. It is a wonderful Vaishnav celebration when taken in the right way. So I think we have to proceed with our program, right? I had till 5:15 and now 5:10 and now it's 5:15. Adichit Ryan put a limit on me. So thank you very much, and now we'll go on with the next program, which Adichit Ryan Prabhu will announce. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.